Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front payment equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds lower above 40 gigabytes in details.
Holiday magic is in the air, and DSW's got all the shoes to make your season extra merry. Believe, you've got parties to attend and lists to check twice, so DSW is taking care of the details, like gifts to make their eyes all aglow. Styles that bring joy to your world. Brands everyone wants, like UGG, Nike, Birkenstock, and more. And deals to make your budget bright. Find the perfect shoes for you and yours at a DSW store near you or DSW.com.
Oh my God, it's the coolest thing ever. Hey guys, have you heard of Goldbelly? Well, check this out. It's this amazing site where they ship the most iconic, famous foods from restaurants across the country, anywhere nationwide. I've never found a more perfect gift than food. They ship Chicago deep dish pizza, New York bagels, Maine lobster rolls, and even Ina Garten's famous cakes. Seriously. So if you're looking for a gift for the food lover in your life, head to goldbelly.com and get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT.
Welcome, everybody, to another exciting episode brought to you this week by my good friend, Josh.
Bonjour. Hello. Buenos dias. Guten Tag. Hello and welcome back to Paranormality UK, everyone. I've missed you, mate.
I've missed you too, mate. I have, obviously, quick update. My foot is now healed. I am back at work. But I did have a quick holiday over in Gran Canaria. It was lovely. Sun, sea, slurpy drinks.
Yeah.
The three S's, all you need.
And people would have seen some of your action in Gran Canaria.
On the Discord. Yeah, I did send a little message to Discord. So, you know, if you're not on our Discord yet, there's reason to join. You know, you do get some little sneak peeks sometimes.
Yeah, what a view that was as well.
It was a lovely view, wasn't it? That was right from my balcony.
Yeah, mate.
Hotel. It's nice.
Here we are.
So what have you got for us today then, Josh?
Well, my friend, today I wanted to do something for all the ladies out there.
Girl power. A little bit of inspiration.
Yeah, yeah. And I feel like women are very powerful and smart, intelligent, amazing creatures. And
they are.
I genuinely think the world would run better if we had more women in power. And I'm not saying that to be like a feminist dude that, you know, a cuck or whatever they call it. I don't know. I'm not saying it to be that. I genuinely think, you know, if we had more women in power, we might not be so war hungry around the world and things like that.
Maybe. I'm not going to pass judgment on that. I don't have anything against women in power. Mm. I don't necessarily see it as an advantage. I don't think gender should be an issue with you know, powerful jobs and stuff like that. You know, it's one of them things. It should just be the right person.
Yeah, 100%. I do agree with you there, mate. But today I thought, you know, we're gonna shout out to the ladies and we're gonna do things for them. We're gonna do this right. So we're gonna do lady ghosts, female ghosts.
Hang on a minute. I think this might actually be the first ghosty episode that you've done, isn't it? That you've taken lead on.
Possibly.
I think I normally do the ghosty ones, so this one will be interesting.
And it will be my last one for a while, because I did have a little nightmare last night after researching everything. Watching videos and doing research. But I would, if it's all right with you, mate, I'd just like to start off with a female quote.
Oh, absolutely. Because yeah,
I thought,
go for it.
You know, we've got to start this off right. And I could have chosen Rosa Parks. I could have chosen Marie Curie.
Queen Boadicea.
I could have even picked Queen Bee, Beyonce.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
But I've gone for something a bit more inspirational, and I think the ladies will agree. There's a lot of baggage that comes with us, but it's like Louis Vuitton baggage. You always want it. Kim Kardashian. You know, and that's...
Okay, yes, that's, I guess, very 21st century inspirational.
Yeah, so...
I probably would have gone with Queen Elizabeth going, I may have the body of a weak and feeble woman, but I have the heart and stomach of a king of England.
Now, that is a better quote that I should have gone with.
Well, you know...
You know, I just thought I'd maybe inspire the people out there that like reality TV.
That's my generation versus the new generation,
yes.
I guess.
Yeah, today's TV is despicable. So,
lady ghosts.
Lady ghosts.
Not just female ghosts, but lady ghosts.
Yeah, I like the term lady ghosts.
Yeah?
I think it sounds a little less scary.
A little bit more classy as well, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, isn't it? Female ghosts just doesn't sound right. It sounds more scientific. I don't know. Lady ghosts, more elegant, ghosts. Bit of grace.
Yeah.
So I originally wanted to do LaLorna.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
So we'll start there, but I thought we'll do a podcast on that. And... in my research, it turns out that it's probably a 5-minute story. So,
right, okay. Well, we could probably stretch that out a fair way,
yeah.
But I'm hoping you've got a little bit more than that.
Oh, 100%. So instead of just doing LaLorna, I picked the top three kind of most infamous female lady ghosts that I could think of. There's probably going to be more out there that people are going to say, oh, I can't believe you didn't mention this or mention that. But in my opinion,
if you do think that when you're listening back to this, pop on Discord, tell us which ones we've missed and why you want us to cover them, and you never know, we might do.
Yeah. So we'll kick off with LaLorna.
LaLorna. LaLorna. LaLorna.
Because
it's Mexican, isn't it? It's Spanish. So
Mexican, yeah.
Double L at the start.
It is, yeah.
LaLorna, yeah. LaLorna.
So a Spanish woman called Maria from Mexico City in 1550.
Oh, it's old.
It is very old.
See,
you
always surprise me with these datings.
She fell in love and got married and had two boys. Her husband was a traveller, but always promised to come back home until he didn't, and the visit stopped altogether.
Oh, dear. Broke his promise.
He broke his promise. In a fit of rage and pain, she drowned her two boys, but when she came to her senses, she was too late and the two boys were dead.
I was going to say, it's a bit harsh.
Yeah, very harsh. She weren't messing around.
I hate men. I will kill my children.
Yeah. Yeah, it kind of went from naught to 100.
Yeah, kind of.
She could have at least waited a bit and seen if he did come back. But, so she
he probably did come back, find them dead and think, well... Bugger this. I'm sticking around with her.
Yeah, made the right decision.
Yeah.
So she became distraught and mourned for every minute of every day, constantly crying and sobbing until she decided to join her two boys and threw herself into the same river that she drowned them.
Oh.
Now she is said to roam the earth, wailing and screaming for her dead children. And some have heard her crying the words, Mizzy Host. Mizzy Host, over and over again, which translates to my children, my children. And that is LaLorna.
Okay.
So you can see why I couldn't do a whole episode on just that. But it is actually very, it's like Spanish tradition in a way, folklore.
Yeah.
It's almost at this point celebrated as well as the stories kind of going through time. And even to this day, you can go on social media apps and, you know, type in YouTube, whatever, type in LaLorna and there's sighting videos and...
Oh, yeah. And because, like, people celebrate on, the Day of the Dead, the Mexican Day of the Dead, don't they? The Día de las Muertes or whatever.
Yeah. She's very popular in cosplay as well.
Yeah.
Amongst the horror themes and...
I mean, in your research, did you discover whether this is a true story or whether it is just
a... Yeah, supposedly
it
is a true story.
Oh,
it is
okay.
Based on a true story.
Yeah.
Everything down to her name being Maria and the two children. But I couldn't find the name of her husband. I don't know what he was called.
She probably didn't want anybody to know after he left, yeah. Anyway.
But that's just basically the story of it. But it is a very old folklore that continues to this day.
Yeah, very much so.
That's pretty much all I got on Lorna. You can see why I panicked and was like, oh, I better do some more research.
I am a little bit surprised that there wasn't more on her, because she does come up in so much, like online or in magazines, you know, spooky magazines and that sort of thing. I had a Haunted magazine or something, I think, in the house. And, it always gets mentioned, you know, with lady ghosts in that. She's one of the more famous ones.
She is one of the traditional-looking ghosts where it's long black hair, white dress. Some people have said they see like a white veil kind of thing covering her face.
Okay.
But others say, no, she's just your standard kind of looks like the Grudge or the Ring
kind of thing,
which also I wanted to add to the list, but found out that they were completely fictitious, just made up for films. So I was like, okay, I can't really mention them.
But that is a very classic image as well, isn't it? The girl with the white dress and the black hair, mostly over the face and that sort of thing.
Yeah, and I think...
But then again, Hispanic look is very similar to that sort of Asian look in that kind of respect, isn't it?
You know? It does originate. That look of ghost does seem to originate in a lot of Asian content, a lot of horror and things
like
that.
Yeah.
And, while we're on the subject, I could actually just quickly mention another ghost, which I believe it is Japanese.
Oh.
So here we go. So, that's Lalona done. So let's, while we're on the same kind of pathway, speaking of the Asian community, there is a ghost called the Kuchisaki Onna, also known as the Slip-Mouthed Woman.
Oh, yes, Kuchisaki Onna, yes. No, I have heard of this one.
So she is a Japanese ghost who terrorizes children. She is said to wear a face mask, which she removes when she approaches a victim, revealing a smile that has been grotesquely slit. She then asks the child, "Do you think I'm beautiful?" If they answer no, she kills them. If they answer yes, she gives them a mouth just like hers. So there you go.
So you're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't, really, aren't you?
Yeah. So I just thought I'd mention that ghost.
Yeah, I have heard of that ghost before. I wasn't particularly knowledgeable on the details, but I definitely have heard of that one.
And there was a couple of other ghosts I thought, I'll just give them a little shout out. So you've got the red-dressed woman.
Yeah.
That comes up in a lot of... like hotels and various places.
There's not just one, is there? It seems to be, like you say, places that want to attract visitors and stuff will sort of coax it out of them.
And they'll...
Same with the grey lady.
Yes, the grey lady, the lady in the red dress, they're all kind of just multiple different stories.
So many castles, churches, hospitals and stuff will have that sort of thing, won't it? And pubs and hotels.
Yes, exactly, And, you've just reminded me as well. When I went to York, we went to a pub called, I think it was the Black Sheep. I think it was the Black Sheep. So someone correct me if I'm wrong. And we read this thing. It said, most haunted has been here. And supposedly there was this woman that stood on the top of the stairs, and sometimes people could hear footsteps and stuff. Well, Chloe read that before we went into the pub. And I didn't see it at all. I was too busy looking at the pub menu thinking, do I get fish and chips or do I get steak and kidney pie? Like, I didn't even notice it, right? So she's read that. We've gone into the pub. We've started filming and things just to see if, cameras pick anything up or whatever. And we had nothing. So just before we left the pub after a meal, she said, I just need to use the loo. So I waited at the bottom of the stairs, obviously not reading that thing. And the whole time I'm like sat on my phone, like just waiting for her to have a wee. I hear this banging, and like it sounded like a couple of footsteps, because it was like two flights of stairs.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I hear a door slam. So I've like turned around thinking, it's probably just a waiter or something or whatever, like a landlord. And there was just nothing there. So then Chloe comes out the toilet and we get outside. And I just said to her, I was like, there must be like a breeze or something, because the door just slammed behind me, like made me jump. And she was like, did you not read the thing before we went? I was like, no. She was like, oh, there's like a lady with a red dress that walks up and down the stairs and slams doors. I was like, oh, I kind of wish I didn't sit at the bottom of the stairs. I didn't even think about it. But yeah, there was a lady in a red dress there. So.
Fair enough. Yeah, that is quite a common one. Yeah.
So I'm going to go into the two beefy stories. Are you ready for this? Now, this one, I'm going to save the best for last, but this one I found very interesting. So this allegedly is the inspiration behind the Blair Witch Project.
Okay, so we're going from Mexico up into the United States.
Indeed, yeah, we're going to do a little tour of the Western world. So the Bell Witch, known as Kate Batts. That was her name when she was alive. So
you're telling me the Blair Witch was based on a real... obviously it's been expanded on, hasn't it? But it was actually based on sort of a local story.
This is why I say allegedly. So what is strange is when you read the stories above about the Bell Witch, that's where it says, oh, this was the inspiration for Blair Witch Project and other films. But when you actually go on to Wikipedia or Google or research the Blair Witch Project, it doesn't mention the Bell Witch. So it's almost like one source is saying it is the inspiration, but the others are saying, well, no, it's just a film.
Okay.
But, I mean, I guess there might be some elements that they've taken from it. I'm not too sure.
It might be something to do with copyright. They don't want to admit that they've...
So that's why I'm going to say, allegedly, this is the Blair Witch, I didn't even know was a lady ghost until I'd done this research.
I guess you kind of assume it through watching the film because it's called The Blair Witch, not The Blair Warlock.
The Blair Wizard.
Yeah.
Yeah, very good point. I didn't really think about that. So, 1817 to 1821 was when the activity first kind of started happening. That was when it was most rampant.
Oh, so was after who? What was it? Kate Batt?
Yeah, Kate Batts.
After her death?
Yes.
So when was she alive? Did you find that out, or was that not?
I should have researched that, but I didn't even think about that.
Right. Okay.
It was a struggle to find out.
Possibly the late 1700s or something like that. You know, not too long beforehand.
It was too far away. I'm sure I saw 1801 or something. It wasn't that far away. So from 1817 to 1821, the activity was rampant on an old farm. It was like a farm area, houses, barns.
A ranch.
That's what Americans call farms.
Yeah, that's the one.
We got our goddamn ranch. So in Robert's
silo for grain.
Hey, Billy Bob, get that corn syrup ready. So,
okay, that's enough.
Okay. Yeah, sorry, American listeners.
The Bell Witch, yeah.
In Robertson County, Tennessee, a family and the local area came under attack by a mostly visible entity that was able to speak and shapeshift. Some stories say the Bell Witch was also able to travel at super speeds that made it look as if she was in more than one place at a time.
Okay, yeah.
So she could be there around the corner. You turn around, she's right behind you.
So that quick. Yeah, yeah.
So I'm just going to read this because it's easier than me just writing out something similar to what. So we've gone through when it was. So John Bell witnessed the apparition of a strange creature resembling a black dog. Bell fired at the animal, but it disappeared instantly. John's son Drew approached an unknown bird perched on a fence, and it flew off and was extraordinary size and also instantly vanished. The daughter Betsy observed a girl in a green dress swinging from the limb of an oak tree in the farm. Then Dean, a person enslaved by the Bell family...
this is old, isn't it? It was like... early 19th century, so the slavery would still have been around.
Yeah, I didn't think about that. So reported being followed by a large black dog as well, on the evenings that he visited his wife especially. Activity moved to the Bell household with knocking, heard along with doors and walls, scrapings and chimes. The family heard sounds of gnawing on the beds, invisible dogs fighting and chains being dragged along the floor. And at the same time, John Bell began experiencing paralysis in his mouth and on his face. And now, this
bit... You've got some quite classic haunting stuff there, haven't you? Chains mm-hmm. and, yeah, and scrapes and bumps and whatnot. But that one, yeah, paralysis is a new one.
Yeah. And then it steps up a little bit more.
Okay.
So the phenomena then grew with intensity as sheets were pulled from beds while the children slept and the entity was pulling hair and scratching the children, with particular emphasis on Betsy, who was slapped, pinched, and stuck with pins.
Stuck with pins?
Yeah, that's a new one, isn't it? So, yeah, that...
Crikey, the ghost is using a baby as a voodoo doll.
And then the most interesting part that about this nuts. Story was word had travelled to the current president at the time, who was Andrew Jackson.
Right, yeah, yeah.
And he was so fascinated by this, he wanted to experience it for himself. So he conducted his own team and done his own ghost investigation.
Really?
And he concluded...
Andrew Jackson did Most Haunted.
Yeah. I'll see a ghost. So he actually dubbed it as, yeah, this is pretty haunted. He couldn't explain it and... Yeah, he.
Oh, so he wasn't a skeptic. He genuinely wanted to go out and find something, some proof, and see it for himself. Like,
yeah, because I don't know. Back in those days, maybe it would have been real panic amongst the local village.
It must have been a hell of a story to make it all the way to Washington.
Yeah,
so, well, DC, you know, to the president.
I mean, yeah, from Tennessee. So yeah, he thought, right, I'm going to go investigate it, and he came away and he heard similar things like doors scratching, chains. And he was like, yeah, it seems pretty haunted to me. So it was just interesting to me that the president got involved and wanted to investigate. And that was a little tidbit.
It's a good job mobile phones weren't invented back then, because he might have sat on the bottom step on his phone instead and missed it all, mightn't he?
Yeah, very true.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 upfront payment equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3 month plan only. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes. See details.
Hey guys, have you heard of Goldbelly? It's this amazing site where they ship the most iconic famous foods from restaurants across the country, anywhere, nationwide. I've never found a more perfect gift than food. They ship Chicago deep dish pizza, New York bagels, Maine lobster rolls, and even Ina Garten's famous cakes. So if you're looking for a gift for the food lover in your life, head to goldbelly.com and get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT.
So, this takes us to the creme de la creme.
Ooh.
I don't know what that means.
The cream of the cream.
Is that what it is?
Pretty much.
Oh, I thought it was cream of the crop. Well, it takes us to the final story I've got for you. This, to me, was the most interesting and the one that gave me the chills the most.
Okay.
I thought, this is cool. I'd not really heard the story. We all know the term Bloody Mary.
Yes.
It's a drink.
It is.
You know, people have heard the term Bloody Mary.
It's a spooky game.
It is a spooky game.
Involving a mirror and candles?
Oh, you remember that, because I'm going to come back to that.
Okay.
That's a good bit of information I got there. So we'll come back to that.
Okay. Ooh, so it's half got in your head there, didn't
Yeah, halfway. So Bloody Mary, she was born on February 18th, 1516, also known as Mary the First. Or Queen Mary Tudor.
Oh, we're back in England.
Yes.
Good old England.
We've gone from Mexico to America to England.
Across the pond.
Yeah. And she was the daughter of Henry VIII and Catherine of Aragon.
Right, yeah, Henry's first wife.
Yes, that's the one.
Because Elizabeth, who I quoted earlier, mm-hmm. was from a later wife. Second wife? Was Anne Boleyn a second wife, I think? Definitely Anne Boleyn's daughter, who's Queen Elizabeth.
Ah, okay.
So, yeah, it must have gone Henry, Mary.
Was it
There was another one, though, wasn't there? When there were a king in between. Edward? Edward, sickly kid.
I think Edward
only,
was
only lasted a few months, didn't he?
Yeah, because she. I don't think she was supposed to become queen, but she did because I'm
That's
sure Edward...
right, yeah, so it was Henry, then Edward, and then Mary, I reckon, because Edward was younger than Mary, but... because he was so sickly, he only lasted a few months when he got to the throne and died. So it would have gone to Mary. And then when Mary died, obviously, it would have gone to either her children or the next in line, which would have been Elizabeth and Boleyn's child. So,
well, I saw a report as well that said that Queen Mary Tudor was officially the first queen of England.
Yeah.
So I'm guessing that is true, then.
Yeah, that is true.
Surely not.
Yeah, because I always forget about Mary and think of Elizabeth I being the first Queen of England. But, yeah, no, Mary was, slightly before her, yeah.
Well, there you go. We learned together.
We've had four queens, actual queens, like, in their own monarch.
Yeah.
You know, not attached to a king. So there'd be Mary, the two Elizabeths, and Queen Victoria.
And the rest have been kings?
All kings, yeah. Because the male line always takes the monarchy if there is a male heir.
Ah, well, this is a female-positive podcast.
It is.
So...
Girl power.
Good on you, Mary. Well, I won't say good on you, Mary, because, well, when you see what's about to happen. So... After Mary's mother and her were cast aside, Mary was declared illegitimate.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah, so after years of isolation, struggle and humiliation, in 1553, Mary became Queen of England and Ireland. I don't know what happened to Scotland. Maybe they had their own king.
They probably weren't part of the actual United Kingdom at that point.
Ah, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
It's just when I read it, I was like, oh, no Scotland. But that makes sense.
I don't know. I don't know exactly what time, what date it all conglomerated as one.
I couldn't tell you. I failed history in school, and you're about to see why. So everyone thought she would be a lovely queen, full of happiness and patience, but she thought her gentleness would be used as a weakness. So she decided to be strong and do things her way. She weren't taking any of it. So she began, I thought that was my little sassy.
It was quite sassy.
It was like a Spice Girls moment for me. So she began the restoration of Catholicism. That word always gets me. The restoration of Catholicism.
Right, okay, yeah, because her father, Henry, tried to abolish Catholicism by launching the Church of England so that he could get divorced from her mother and marry another.
Yeah. So, according to reports, he hated the religion of Catholicism.
Well, I don't think he hated it because the king can't hate God, you know? Like, monarchy and God and religion sort of comes as a one-piece thing, doesn't it? So he wouldn't necessarily hate the religion, but he hated the fact that... they wouldn't allow him to divorce and marry another.
Yeah.
Because he would have to be excommunicated and stuff. So he literally just raised the ground, raised England of all its churches, started setting fire into them and abolishing them. And then he started own new church, the Church of England, which is still around today. King Charles III is the head of the Church of England.
Because I could imagine... like a bishop or someone's talking to him and they're like, oh, and we do this. And he's like, yeah, that's great. Divorce? No, not allowed. That's a problem. So I don't like that. I love everything else, but that bit, I'm going to have to change that.
Really keen on your religion up until my wife farted in bed and now I want to get rid of her.
So Queen Mary, she, after trying to restore Catholicism, she made the decision which led to burnings, executions, and brutal violence to anyone who refused to accept the Catholic faith.
All right, kind of following in her dad's footsteps, but trying to reverse what he did.
Yeah, some say she was as bad as he was. So in her lifetime, while she was queen.
Reigning monarch, yeah.
She executed three bishops.
Wow.
And altogether, 227 men and 56 women.
Oh, girl power.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
What did the women do wrong?
Yeah.
During... I guess she didn't really care. As long as you were wanted to be Catholic rather than C of E, then that's what she was after, isn't it?
And it was killing the three bishops that gave her the name Bloody Mary.
Well, I'm not surprised.
Yeah, she wanted blood, mate.
So. Yeah.
And
I suppose if you're taking down a church, a bishop's where you're going to start, isn't it, really?
Yeah.
If you're in England, you know, you've got to go a long way to kill a pope.
Yeah.
Bishop's about the highest that you're going to get in the country that you're trying to...
It's pretty extreme, isn't it? Killing a man of religion like that.
Yeah. Mm.
So she actually ended up dying of the flu in 1558.
Oh, right.
Yeah. At the age of 42.
That's kind of undramatic, isn't it?
Yeah. I was expecting, like, maybe a beheading or something, or burnt at the stake, but no, she just died of the flu.
Very few people would have the balls to do that to the monarch.
Yeah, that's true. Now, this is the bit that I actually stumbled across this, so I didn't mean to research this. I stumbled across it because, like you said, there is the game of Bloody Mary.
There is,
and if, yes. For those of you that don't know, you turn off the lights... sometimes candlelight, and you say the name Bloody Mary three times in the mirror, and she supposedly appears.
Mm-hmm.
So I remembered that and thought, I wonder where that came from, what the origin is. And I found the origin, mate.
Oh, right, okay. Now,
this is interesting. So...
I've heard theories of why this works. You know, fatigue and the light impressions in your eye, the way it kind of affect your vision in the mirror, particularly in when you're feeling tense or anything like that as well. Scientifically, they say that it's just your own reflection that you see, but your brain kind of distorts it to make it look like you're seeing something that you're not. I don't know how true that is. I've never actually tried playing the game of Bloody Mary, so I couldn't say
myself. I'm too scared to play it. But, I mean, it's
I always just thought it was a load of horse manure. But but if there's an origin, then maybe there is some credence to it, eh?
Well, I'm not even going to use my notes for this because I've just read them, so it's fresh in my mind.
Okay.
So it comes from an old... It's not even a game, so... Back in the days of this time, including Queen Mary herself, women, single women, used to walk backwards up the stairs holding a handheld mirror in candlelight. And this supposedly would, when you get to the top of the stairs, it would show you either your future husband or it would show you a skull or Grim Reaper signifying that that's it for you.
Okay.
And it is literally quite that. So then during her reign, Bloody Mary was, she was desperate to have an heir and a child and husband and everything of her own.
Oh, so she was quite paranoid. So she would have held that mirror.
She did the game as well. So she, well, no, it's not even a game. She would do that as well. And that's how it kind of evolved into the game of Bloody Mary. Does that make sense?
So yeah.
It kind of adapted. So people associated Bloody Mary with this game of looking into a mirror, walking upstairs, which then now translates to just looking in a mirror.
What? This just made the cogs work in my brain, as things like this do often when you come out with them.
Mm-hmm.
Bloody Mary, or Queen Mary, I assume she was unmarried when she was made queen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
See, the law in England states that a reigning monarch, no one can propose to a reigning monarch. It's illegal.
Should I quickly... Which is why just
Queen
sure.
Victoria had to propose to be able to get married because she was also made queen before she'd actually married. So it was Victoria that had to propose. So Mary would have had the same problem, quite possibly. I would imagine that the law was the same back in those days. But yeah, it's actually illegal to propose marriage to a reigning monarch in the
UK. See, that makes sense, because when I just Googled, was Queen Mary of Tudor ever married, it just came up with the Queen of Scots.
Mary, Queen of Scots.
Princess Mary.
Right.
But it doesn't say anything about Mary being married or the Queen Mary. So I think you are right.
I would imagine so, because obviously Elizabeth succeeded her anyway. Elizabeth I.
So, yes, she wouldn't have...
So, yeah, she can't have been married. No one could have asked her for a hand in marriage because she was a reigning monarch. So, yeah, if she was very superstitious, that mirror thing would have been her looking for her future husband that she could propose to herself.
That makes sense.
So maybe, yeah, maybe we've got to the bottom of that one, eh?
Well, that was Bloody Mary.
And because she never found that future husband, her life went unfulfilled. Which is why she appears and kills you if you say her name three times in a mirror.
Yeah, she's still living in our minds, in our hearts and spirits. But I have got a couple of other little female lady
stories.
There's really not much to it. I just thought, you know what? It's worth a shout out. So while we're on the subject of it, the ghost of King Henry's second wife.
Anne Boleyn.
Yes. is said to haunt the Tower of London and surrounding buildings to this day. Given how grievously Anne was mistreated by her husband, it's not surprising her spirit has been able to rest. The king divorced and beheaded Anne when she didn't produce a male heir to the throne.
Yeah.
So,
But he locked her up for like 2 years beforehand or something like that.
Yeah, he was nasty, wasn't he? Henry VIII. He wasn't a very nice bloke. And then back to America for this last one. So First Lady Dolly Madison played an influential role in making the White House the special center of politics in early America. Legend has it that she continues to take her duties as First Lady seriously to this day. Her ghost reportedly frightened gardeners away when they were trying to make changes to her rose garden.
Oh.
There you go. So another couple of lady ghosts.
Yeah, I figured... don't mess with a lady's roses.
Yeah, don't mess with a lady's front garden. You can't do that. At least ask permission. That's why she haunted him.
Definitely.
So, but I thought the more lady ghosts in this episode, the better. So I think we covered like five there.
Something like that, yeah, yeah.
Which for a little podcast, not bad.
Bloody Mary was very good, actually. There was quite a few points that I didn't know about in there. But yeah, I think we've managed to figure it out and get to the bottom of that one, haven't we?
Yeah. So this is for all the ladies out there. This is your podcast. Women Empowerment.
Yes.
We love it.
Lady ghosts for the ladies.
Yeah. So if you are a lady ghost...
Well, let's do the paranormality scale first, shall we?
I jumped ahead there.
A little bit. Well, I really like it. I thought quite a lot of it was folklore to start with, but you've kind of convinced me otherwise there a little bit, I think. I'm going to go in with a 7.7.
You know what? That's quite fair. I think that's higher than what I was going to give it. So, yeah, I think 7.7 is quite fair.
Yeah.
The thing that got me was the fact that the president got involved.
Yeah.
For the Bell Witch. You've got some English history there.
Definitely,
and then not only Queen Mary, but the other wife, the second wife of King Henry.
Anne Boleyn, yeah.
Supposed sightings of all these ghosts and things, and you know, there's some credence there. So I was going to give it a 7.6, right behind you. I thought 7.5, but then, you know, I'm going to go for a 7.6.
okay,
so our average is
I think you can do the math.
7.65.
yeah.
Yeah, so that's not too bad.
That is pretty good.
And that's all I've got for you on lady ghosts.
Well, there we go.
There's probably a lot more lady ghosts out there.
Definitely a lot more lady ghosts.
We can't cover them all.
For the first episode on lady ghosts, that is a good one. If you at home want more episodes on lady ghosts, you'll have to reach out to Josh specifically on Discord, because he's now the lady ghost man.
Yeah, I guess that's a kind of strange title, but I'll take it. I'm the lady ghost guy. And, well... I would just like to say, I think people will agree, this was like, you know, they've recreated Ghostbusters with an all-female cast, but it bombed terribly.
Yeah, it did for some reason. I don't know why. Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't that great, I suppose. It was.
I've not seen it, so I don't know.
I've seen it, and, I mean, Kristen Wiig, fantastic. She was the only person I found funny in it. But, you know, my personal opinions mean nothing. I will just say, I hope this has been more entertaining than the remake of Ghostbusters with all females.
Well, let's hope so, eh?
Yeah, I hope so.
I mean, I'm all for equal opportunities and stuff, but when new directors want to remake classic films, there was nothing wrong with it in the first place, just by going, oh, we want to introduce a woman as a main character, and we want to introduce different ethnicities and, you know, different races and stuff, just to make it more equal opportunities for everyone. Well, the film was made in 1960, or, you know, whatever. All right, Ghostbusters wasn't. But, you know, why do we have to remake these classic films just to be more politically correct these days?
Yeah.
Let women have their own, like Charlie's Angels. You couldn't remake Charlie's Angels with Pierce Brosnan and George Clooney and, you know, Brad Pitt, would you?
You certainly couldn't, no.
It just wouldn't work.
No.
So why do it the other way around? No, not, you know, I mean...
Well, I tell you what, though. They did do that remake of, like, Ocean's 11, but with all-female cast. And that was actually all right.
Was it?
Yeah, I didn't
mind that. I'm
not
seen that one either.
But
yeah, that probably would work quite well. Yeah.
Some things are right. And also, shout out to Miss Congeniality. That is one of the best films.
Oh, that was
made.
A good film, actually.
And
yeah,
I don't care what anyone says. Sandra Bullock,
yeah,
top quality
she
actress.
She did well in that film. Definitely did well in that film.
Yeah. So if you're a lady ghost, please write in.
If you know a lady ghost, please write in. If you want to be a lady ghost, if that's your aspiration, poor you. Write in and tell us about it. We might be able to cheer you up.
Yeah. And if I have actually missed any top lady ghosts that I have forgotten, then please let us know.
Yeah, let us know. Come and send us an email to paranormality.uk@gmail.com, or you can obviously always write a comment on the video if you're watching this as a video on YouTube. If you listen to the downloadable podcast, audio only, please come and join us on Discord. Tell us if you think that Josh has made a heinous mistake and there's a real big lady ghost that we should have covered and we didn't.
I have a feeling there is, and it's going to annoy me because someone's going to mention it and I'm instantly going to go, how did I forget that?
Well,
it's like when we've done Creepy Dolls and we forgot Chucky the Evil Doll.
Yeah.
As fictitious as he is, he's kind of a...
They're kind of all fictitious. Well, they're not fictitious. They're real dolls, aren't they? But it's one of them things.
Yeah, until next time, I'm Josh.
I've been Pirate. This is all backwards paranormality.
Until next time, ta-ta.
Ta-ta. Equal opportunities.
Oh my God, it's the coolest thing ever. Hey guys, have you heard of Goldbelly? Well, check this out. It's this amazing site where they ship the most iconic famous foods from restaurants across the country anywhere nationwide. I've never found a more perfect gift than food. They ship Chicago deep dish pizza, New York bagels, Maine lobster rolls, and even Ina Garten's famous cakes. Seriously. So if you're looking for a gift for the food lover in your life, head to goldbelly.com and get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT.
What makes a great pair of glasses? At Warby Parker, it's all the invisible extras without the extra cost. Their designer quality frames start at $95, including prescription lenses, plus scratch-resistant, smudge-resistant, and anti-reflective coatings, and UV protection, and free adjustments for life. To find your next pair of glasses, sunglasses, or contact lenses, or to find the Warby Parker store nearest you, head over to warbyparker.com. That's warbyparker.com.
This podcast is brought to you by Aura. 2024 has seen a surge in high-profile data breaches, raising serious concerns about the security of personal information. Dell's breach exposed 3.9 million customer records. That's why we're thrilled to partner with Aura. Aura monitors the dark web for users' phone numbers, emails, and social security numbers, delivering real-time alerts if any suspicious activity is detected. Additionally, Aura provides up to $5 million in identity theft insurance, offering a robust safety net in the event of a worst-case scenario. For a limited time, Aura is offering our listeners a 14-day trial plus a check of your data to see if your personal information has been leaked online. All for free when you visit aura.com/safety. That's aura.com/safety to sign up for a 14-day free trial and start protecting you and your loved ones. That's aura.com/safety. Certain terms apply, so be sure to check the site for details.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details. At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.